Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And I would love to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call, you can always email a brother. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com is the email address. Once again, questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. We'd love to hear from you. Also, We Social Network, where you can get all up and close and personal. If you are on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, you can jump into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself or Mr. J, he of the shiny forehead, will add you to the Smooth Drama group. Now, anywhere you social network, if you find Smooth Drama, add us. We could talk a taste on it. We are always looking to chat. After the show, we're on the Smooth Drama site. And we have like 10 minutes. We do like a 10-minute after show where we reflect on what happened after the show. So if you go to, if you can get to smoothdrama.com, you can go in and have a chat room and you chat anytime, or you can ask questions there. If you're listening live on Blog Talk, you can jump into the chat room there. I welcome all discourse. Now, speaking of discourse, I'm a little disappointed in the world. Not shocked, but I'm disappointed in the world and how people are weighing things, right? So, for example, I generally, before the apocalypse, aka Twilight Zone episode that we're in, happened, if a rapper had little or young in front of their name, I tended to not take them seriously. It's just automatic. Nothing against it. It just, if you got Lil in front of your name, Lil Peacock, Lil Doody, whatever. It's Lil Doodoo Head. I don't know. I don't care. Or Young Butternut. It doesn't matter. Young or little in front of your name, I kind of got to ignore you. It's just one of those things, right? It can't happen. I can't take you seriously. Now, we got a rapper. Lil Xan. So automatically, I'm not taking you seriously. But Lil Xan, I guess some rap fame in circles that I don't run by, or even flown by, for that matter. He had to be taken to the hospital after fears about the coronavirus gave him a severe panic attack. So apparently this happened Sunday. And that was at his mommy's house in Corona, California. He had a panic attack. Not because he had been exposed to coronavirus. Not that anybody in his family, immediate family, had the coronavirus. He just had fears. He says he had little memory of what happened. He was having hallucinations. Now, see, this is where you have to have the mother smack herself, because I'm going to guess that it wasn't a panic attack, because having a panic attack, oh my God, the coronavirus is here. It's like, yeah, that, it's like 2 months in now, homie. You just figuring out that coronavirus, COVID is happening. I can't put my album out. I can't go on tour. I'm stuck in the house. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Shit. Anyway. So, I myself thought it was drugs. So mama said he had a panic attack. I would say he had a mushroom attack, but that's just me. Whatever pills he's on. And I don't want to generalize, because you talk about different generations and soft, hard, whatnot, but that's really soft. I mean, that's beyond. So I had a panic attack. I mean, you just say, hey, look, I took something. Hey, it didn't work out. I'm having hallucinations. But that's just me. I thought it was incredibly soft. Because if that's your excuse, I had a panic attack about Corona to your mommy. You kind of sad. But that's me. I roll like that. You know, sort of like there's the pastor. Oh, the pastors, they're extra special. You know, you got the pastors who are like, I'm getting my checks, because I'm keeping the church open, because the Lord, I got something that's going to keep Corona off you. These prayers and your tithes are going to keep me in prayer and keep... keep that COVID off you through prayer. So, Pastor Tony Spell of Life Tabernacle Church, he's throwing down the Pastor Spell Stimulus Challenge to his worshipers in a YouTube video, demanding his followers send him their stimulus check. Because I got to have it. If I don't get your stimulus checks, I can't pay my mortgage, and I can't buy my pinky ring. It's the pinky ring. It's actually the pinky ring challenge. The gold nugget pinky ring. Because I believe they, if the pastor is prosperous, people believe that the prayers is working, even though you're just working for pastor. But I digress. This dude, Tony Spell, he's like, hey, you gotta give it to me. He said he's got three rules. So number one, April 19th, 2020, it begins. Rule number two, donate your stimulus money. Rule number three, donate it to evangelists, North American evangelists who haven't had an offering in a month, missionaries who haven't had an offering in a month, music ministers who haven't had an offering in a month. Say, he's not going to be collecting the money himself. He said together with his family members, he will donate their own emergency coronavirus funds to his evangelist. So he said he's donating his entire $1,200 check and his wife is donating his stimulus. And if you don't have a church, give through his website. Ain't that nice? That's what pastors are for. It's that song, Keep Smiling, Keep Shining, Knowing I Will Steal From You For Sure. That's what pastors are for. I'm not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to do that, but whew, that right there is priceless. I'm giving my money away, so you should too. I mean, hey, you don't have a job. You don't know when the next time you're going to be working or getting money. But hey, if you give that money to me, I can give it to my evangelist, and we're going to pray for you. I'm not dissing people who pray. I pray. I'm just saying. Prayer and practicality. Tony Spell, the man, the myth, the pastor legend. Okay. So, on side note, landlords in BBC, they did an undercover news expose where they found that there are landlords who were caught on camera and they were propositioning potential female tenants in exchange for free rent and lower utility costs. So what the journalists did, they looked up several landlords on Craigslist and contacted them. And, you know, apparently there were some female potential tenants who had been complaining about this. So BBC went in and did that. And so some of them had direct sex for rent deals. So some of the demands included double room for naughty girl for exchange of favors. Age not important. Ability to be naughty is. And some of them had the friends with benefits offers, which required weekly sex or fetishes in exchange for lower rent. And there were a couple landlords that gave detailed descriptions of what they required in exchange for free rent. One advertisement read, "Hi, I'm a 35-year-old male. Fairly good looking. I have my own house with a spare room available. I'm looking for a female lodger, possibly rent-free, and depending on services offered. Please reply with a pic and a bit about yourself. Thanks." Now, what I asked is this. So, in my devil's advocate scenario, if you're someone, you're looking for a place to live, maybe you're a lady of the evening, whatnot. If that individual was what you call attractive or seemed attractive, would you consider that? Is it possible that could work? You know, I mean, because, you know, people put stuff out there, and I always think that if people put stuff out there, it's because there's stuff that's available, and it's not inconceivable, right? So I would ask the listeners out there, would you take an offer like that seriously? If you would, email me your responses. Smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I'm curious to hear if you think that that's not inconceivable. I mean, tell, if you think it's stupid, it's demeaning. Or do you think that if that person was attractive, it could work? I'm just curious. I thought it was funny. They did a whole expose on it. It's hilarious. But I just wonder what the listeners think. So please, tell me what you think about being solicited for sexual gratification, free rent. SmoothDrama at SmoothDrama.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, because it could be landlords that are females that would do that also. So if you're listening, tell me what you think. SmoothDrama at SmoothDrama.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And on that note, go on the break. Go back to the old school when I was dating hip hop, and then I decided that I was gonna get married to hip hop. This is a BDP, Criminal Minded.
Boogie Down Production. We'll always get paid. We'll take the wackest song and make it better. Remember to let us into your skin, cause then you'll begin to master rhyming. Criminal minded, you've been blinded, looking for a guy like mine, you can't find it. They are the audience, I am the lyricist, sometimes the suckers on the side, gotta hear this pain, it's a rage, yet I'm not in a cage, free as a bird to fly about on stage. Here for no button, just to say a little something. Your suckers don't like me because they're all about nothing. However, I'm really fascinated to the letter. My all-around performance gets better and better. My English drama comes down like a hammer. I need to put your bottle. Favors your kiss to other people. I write and produce myself just as fast. My hair like this. Got no time for fairy girls. Attracting only women. Got no time for little girls. Because girls look so good, but their brain is not ready. I'd rather talk to a woman, cause her mind is so steady. So here we go. I'm not a musical maniac, a B-boy fanatic. I've simply made use of what was up there in the attic. I've listened to these pieces back when I was a kid, but I bust more shots than they ever did. I mean, this is not the best of KRS, it's just affection. But how many times must I point you in the right direction? You need protection when I'm on a mic, because my mouth is like a 9mm with height. You're a king, I'm a teacher, you're a B-boy, I'm a scholar. If this was a class, well, it would go back to drama. The kings lose crowns, the teachers stay intelligent. Talking big words on the mic is still irrelevant. It's when you're not college material. Wake up every morning to your lucky charm cereal. They got a rock, plus a college degree. Black, KRS, right, poetry. I won't go deeper in the subject, cause they can see bored. Just a shame to know some MCs on the mic are fraud. Saying styles like this, to create a shit. But if you listen, what you send it? Rapping on the mic like this to me is fine. Cause if I really want a battle, I will pull out a knife. You can see this got La Rock and I are mentally blinded. In other words, we're both criminal minded. Rock, I'm KRS-One.
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was BDP, Criminal Minded. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so I'm just gonna keep the theme going, and I've decided to name this theme Tales from the Apocalypse. There's no other. Said Twilight Zone, because somebody owns that, right? Somebody owns that, so I don't want to infringe on somebody else's title. So I'm gonna say, from now on, Smooth Drama, we're gonna have the Tales from the Apocalypse till this is over with. So in Tales from the Apocalypse, tale number one, in Kentucky, they had the freedom to go out and get sick rally. Right? Depending on what you believe. You know, some people believe, yeah, there's viruses out there, but there's always been viruses, right? So, you know, the non-COVID believers, whatnot, you know, people are like, hey, open stuff back up because we need to live and we need football to watch and we need basketball to watch and we want to be able to go out and do ignorant stuff together. So, in Kentucky, they had a rally, and they were in the Capitol building, and they actually went into the Capitol building with their guns. Now, their video showing armed individuals in the Capitol building in Kentucky. So, to give you an indication of how crazy it is, the Kentucky ralliers in Kentucky, but they're not from Kentucky, right? Some of them, it was from all over. They had them walk around the metal detectors if you have a gun. But if you don't, you don't have to walk through. I mean, you have to walk through. Now, think about that for a second. If you have a gun, you walk around the metal detector. But if you don't have a gun, you have to walk through the metal detector, empty your pocket. Now, it's hilarious. It's one of the funniest things that you could see or imagine. It's like I go somewhere. You go to the federal building, I got to pull all my stuff out. Hey, make sure you ain't got nothing in your pockets. Dude on side, oh, you got a gun, go around, homie. That's Tales from the Apocalypse right there. What else can explain it? Aside from obvious stuff. I thought that was one of the most unique things that I ever seen before. I have to, an unarmed assailant has to walk through the metal detector. But if I have a gun, I don't. You can only find that happening in the apocalypse, maybe. Allegedly. We use that word allegedly. Even though we saw the pictures. Even though you can watch the video, it's still alleged. Because, you know, pictures and videos be lying sometimes. But we could argue that the people who do deep fakes, that's the videos that are very realistic, but they're simulations. They're smarter than your average redneck. 99.999999% of the time. Just a thought. I just wanted to bring that up. That was it. So, in the spirit of foolishness, allegedly, the conspiracy theorist that I am, if you haven't listened to the show before, some people don't know I'm a conspiracy theorist, conspiracy buff, whatnot. Maybe it's some people say batshit crazy, or you could say where there's smoke, there's fire. Even though some people don't believe that fire has smoke for some strange reason, because it's not really fire. It just chokes you to death. Case in point, my conspiracy theory for today is the COVID crisis is a way for the government of the world to, one, steal money from the people and exert a measure of martial law, impose it on folks in a subtle way. Subtly. Doesn't seem that way, but they're across the world. People get beat for going out. And you can see here in America, a lot of people have stayed home. You can't really go out at night. You don't see a lot of stuff happening. If you go out at night, you know, you run the risk of getting pulled over and some stuff happening. So, back up my conspiracy theory. Publicly traded companies, that they got some of that money that was supposed to go to small businesses. Well, most people heard that there was the forgiveness loans, whatnot, where they prop up small businesses so you can, you know, you can help spur the economy. But big businesses got a taste of it. Big business got a taste. All the big businesses got a taste. They ran out of money. It was like real quick. Now, some of us who are small business owners, we didn't get a taste. I ain't even get a sniff. Now, I'm not saying I'm part of a big corporation or whatnot, but we didn't even get a sniff. But you hear Ruth Chris gets $20 million. You hear a lot of publicly traded companies. If you're publicly traded, you're not a small business. You're a multi-billion dollar business. You're kind of okay. I mean, for example, Jeff Bezos, he's become $24 million richer during COVID. So it's worked for him. But he still doesn't offer paid sick leave, health care for his people. That's how he's rolling. So you say ways for money to go to businesses and corporations and just rich people in general. Because while everybody was out there celebrating, balling, I got my stimulus check. I mean, they're out there balling like they got some money, $1,200, and depending on how many kids you got, if you was working, you got $500 per kid. So it kind of paid to be a procreator. But millionaires got $1.6 million. So it's disproportionately off, right? I mean, I guess the proportion is different because we're saying as thousandaires, we got 1,200, meaning we got 1,200. Millionaires got 1.6 million. So I guess that's the proportion, right? I'm like, at least we could have got 1,600. And because they got 1.6 million. But I digress. Apples and oranges, or pears and lemons, whichever, however you want to go about comparing the two. And you see stories, right? Stimulus checks being spent on foolish stuff. You know, they're talking about thousandaires spending money. Folks buying dildos, tigers, guns, and stripper poles. Like, okay. I don't really have a problem with it. You know, me, myself. You got a woman and she wants to buy a stripper pole. Like, if you're with that woman, you're like, hell yeah. What? Where's the downside, homie? Once again, we're talking about what thousandaires do. But what are millionaires doing with their money? You know, supposedly, and this is reported, but it's not on the news front line like people buying tigers and stuff. So they watched Tiger King, and I guess they wanted to get their arm ripped off, too. The White House is ready to push to slash regulations as a part of a coronavirus economy boost because they say it's affecting businesses. Now, When you start talking about regulations, we're talking about things that make businesses treat its employees fairly, meaning the thousandaires. So you slash regulations and millionaires don't have to treat thousandaires correctly. I don't have to have a proper environment because those regulations are slashed. So we're talking about folks buying tigers because they want to have their arms bit off. You want to get you a dildo because, you know, dildos are worse in stripper poles. I can't argue with the stripper pole. Bill, you have the right to do what you want to do, right? If you want to get your arm bit off, it's your God-given right. It's the American way. Now, regulations, though? Slashing the regulations so that if I'm a million-dollar, billion-dollar corporation, I can just mess over you way easier now. Regulations have been cut. I don't have to take the proper precautions because there are no rules in place that would stop me. So I can treat you like shit now and be good to go. Things that aren't talked about. You know, we're talking about the money, stimulus checks and money going here, money going there. We're not talking about regulations that are getting slashed. I believe, and this is what they say, the White House-driven initiative is expected to center on suspending federal regulations for small businesses and expanding an existing administration program that requires agencies to revoke two regulations for every new one they issue. So basically, if I put out one regulation, I'm going to cut two. Now, just think about that for a second. I put in a regulation, hey, because not all of them are equal, right? Hey, it's a regulation where you can't have chewing gum in certain areas. Then I go and cut ergonomics and safety hazards. They're not the same. So I introduce one so I can cut two. That's what they're doing. They ain't talking about it. But that's what they're doing. That's how it's gonna roll off. It's kind of funny. We, you know, folks focus on some things and then these things come down the pipe. So while we're talking about COVID and COVID deaths and opening up the country, they're talking about stealing your rights. I mean, Philadelphia, they plan on closing 23 schools. That's 10% of the schools in the city. But they're planning on, one, opening up a two state correctional facilities, investing $400 million to build them. Even though they just approved a tax break for corporations that will cost the state $600 to $800 million per year. So they're going to make it back in those prisons. See, because that's proper focus. Close the schools, open up prisons. Because you got to house them somewhere. Giving them free education. Yeah. Give them that free education soon as they get of age to go to the state penitentiary. Then you get that real education on what your freedom was intended to be. Non-freedom. I mean, think about that for a second. You do the tax cut, tax break for corporations. I'm a corporation. I didn't even get, I'm hurt. I didn't even get that. But I'm digressing. They do that tax cut. Close the schools. 23 schools. 3,000 people going to lose their jobs. And they're cutting sports, art, and music. But we're going to get jails, though. Going to get two jails. Not one, but two. Because we don't need that when these folks who don't have hobbies, because you cut the sports, you cut the art, you cut the music. So if they can't do sports, music, or art, yeah, they're going to probably get bored and do something like crime, and then we got a place for them. And we got labor for them, and we pay them, but I think it was like, 30 cents a day or something like that. Yeah. That's what we're talking about here. So, COVID. COVID as a high for stealing your prosperity and making your life worse. Just a thought. Allegedly. On that note, I'm going to break. This is Joyner Lucas. 10 bands.
Uh-huh. 10 bands. 20 bands. What? She'll do anything for a couple bands. Never had no money, but she love to dance. What? I give her my money back to Uncle Sam. My ex bitch still want another chance. What? Now that's why I never fall in love again. I done came up on the fucking man. What? Me and Timberland got other plans. You don't really know what you up against. Well, you know I always had an upper hand. man through the struggle, man. Homemade grits in the oven pan. You don't run shit, you don't wanna dance. Two shots make a nigga running, man. And they say love is a drug. Man, that's why I never take drugs again. Traded my bike for a Hobie. Traded my Hobie for a Honda. Traded my Honda for a Panther. I just got a crib in Wakanda. I never been into the drama. Never been a fan of designer. All I really got is one wish. A one night stand with Madonna. Think I gotta hit him with a head bus. Used to put them days when they made me ride the motherfucking fair bus. And this is for them days when my teacher told me I should go and sell drugs. Niggas went to jail, ain't nobody put the bail up. So they had the money, she went and got her hair done. Niggas hated on me, but I never really cared much, goddamn. 10 bands, 20 bands, she'll do anything for a couple grand. Never had no money, but she let her dance. And I gave all my money back to Uncle Sam. My ex-bitch still want another chance. And that's why I never fall in love again. And if they love is a drug. I'd rather hit us out to play. I don't like you, you don't like me. Fuck it, let's get it out the way. What we gonna do? What it's gonna be? I just got a million at the bank. Boy, you my son, do what I please. Fuck what any nigga gotta say. Lay in the sun, kicking my feet. I just might pull up in the mink. Take my enemies out of drink. Cross my weapons in the lake. Count on my blessings in the straight. I think I might go on a date. Count on my dough in the face. Roll with the wave. Look at my soul in the face. They don't even know what to say. I just want 10 bands, 20 bands. She'll do anything for a couple grand. Never had no money, but she let it dance. I give all my money back to Uncle Sam. My ex bitch still want another chance. Man, that's why I never fall in love again. Thomas said, love is a drug. Men lie, women lie, niggas lie. I'ma ride long as I am alive. Homicide, kill them like genocide. Get it on camera, televised. ADHD, identify. Look at my feelings, I'm civilized. Analyze, and I might spend a night with a die. Get a ride, bitch, if I hit a ride. I remember scraping at the quarter. Drinking from the city, get some water. Trying to pay the rent, I couldn't afford it. Stress, I made a nigga bipolar. Washing machine out of order. Nigga had a hustle on the corner. Now I'm back and forth from the border. Saving up hoes like a hoarder. 10 bands, 20 bands. She'll do anything for a couple grand. Never had no money, but she let it dance. I gave all my money back to Uncle Sam. My ex bitch still want another chance. Man, that's why I never fall in love again. I done came up, I'm the fucking man. Me and Timberland got other plans. You don't really know what you up against. But you know I always had an upper hand. You ain't never been through the struggle, man. Homemade grits in the oven pan. You don't run shit, you don't wanna dance. Two shots make him do the running man. Someone said love is a drug. I don't ever wanna take drugs again.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Joyner Lucas, 10 bands. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I almost forgot, and you can't forget this. So, we were talking about conspiracy theories. You know how your president has been hard on immigration, right? So, what does he do? He comes out, you know, he says, yeah, we're going to stop immigration. But... And I'm gonna say it because he tweeted it. So he tweeted on Monday night that he will sign an executive order to temporarily ban immigration to try and stem the spread of the coronavirus. So what he did though is he eased the requirements for farmers to hire seasonal workers from other countries as the labor supply has been disrupted by the pandemic. So basically, farm workers are exempt, meaning, yes, you still will have people who will pick your fruit, your lettuce, and all that. So your fruits and vegetables will still stay cheap because they need that slave labor, because a lot of people are not trying to work in the field for $8 to $10 a day. Yeah. That is going to happen. Now, hypocrisy, right? Now, keep these immigrants out. But if you want to work in the fields as a farm worker, yeah, you can come over. It's one of those things, and I'm wrong here, cause I should have done this first.
That shit happened again? Oh hell no!
Cause that's the hypocrisy of the American way. Yeah, we've talked about it. We fighting for freedom. Every man, woman deserves to be free. Pick my cotton. What the fuck are you doing? Why are you sitting in here? I'm busy. That's kind of what's happening when they were framing Declaration of Independence. Slaves in there serving them. Slaves probably heard like, oh, we gonna be free. Nah, we talking about us, not y'all. So, fast forward, Groundhog Day. Immigration. We're banning immigration. Except for the people who want to come pick fruit and vegetables for us.
Hey.
I'm not even making this stuff up. It's right there in black and white. Zoos. Zoos are closing. Because, you know, I mean, we talk about Tiger King, whatnot. Sideshow zoos like that, they're in trouble. Because people don't have the disposable income to go to these things. So that's your social distancing. So people like that, they've been pocketing that money and you know, they've been making a little pretty penny, right? They're getting a little chunk of change. But you have to take care of the animals. They have to eat. So if you watch the Tiger King, you know, they've got their food for the humans and the animals from expired meat from Walmart and in other places like that. Now, when you look, that stuff is gone. I mean, I'm sure there's some expired meat that still come from Walmart, but the money that came from people coming in, that's gone. So, for example, there's a zoo in Germany where they're struggling so bad that they're talking about feeding some of the animals with some of the other animals. Cause that's kind of what has to happen to keep going. Because once again, people aren't going through there. Now, it's no controversy for me. I don't like the zoo. I can't say I've ever been a fan of the zoo. I've gone. I've gone with kids. I've gone on field trips with kids to the zoo, wild animal park. Done that. But it's slavery to me. The animals on display for human benefit. We put out the notion that hey, well we're saving them. You know, they're endangered species because of humans. So we're watching them for our enjoyment and for their benefit. yeah, that's the story that we tell. I can't say that I'm a fan of that. Because I'm not. Exhibitionism, slavery. That's just me. Once again, it's the American way. I mean, and we could say, you know, I talked about tales from the apocalypse. This is every day. So is the apocalypse every day. I don't know. I think it's interesting. Very interesting that there are some things that are norms. The taking of freedom from people and treating people with respect, the stuff that we don't do on the regular, it's highlighted right now until folks are seeing it. Another example of Tales from the Apocalypse and what's happening that people aren't paying attention to, but for me, are huge red flags. Facebook, removing posts. So I talked about it. I've talked about it over the past couple months. There was a ruling from the Supreme Court that Facebook and YouTube were exempt from First Amendment, meaning they can not worry about your freedom. Now, it's their social media, right? So I had no qualms about them. They can do what they want. But it's an official ruling. It's an official precedent that's set. So what they did was, because people are saying COVID-19 conspiracy theories, Facebook, YouTube has been removing videos and some video evidence that, you know, say that there are some people who are putting on stuff about COVID, and every death is COVID, even though it's not. There's some people who are, you know, suspicious of it. Right? Now, I've laid out my thoughts on some of the things that have happened alongside of COVID. And this is one of the things that's not talked about. I mean, because if Facebook and big social networks like YouTube can do it and be exempt, any other giant publications can do it also, if they so choose. If challenged, they can win in court because the precedent has already been set via the Supreme Court. So, I mean, and there's another part where Facebook has been nudging people, meaning that I remove posts that are against what the official message that's being projected out there, I remove those posts. But I throw posts out there that support the official message. So it's basically what they call tastemakers, right? I'm making what I think you should like. Not you deciding what you should like. It's a big difference. And so you see this. It's very interesting. It's not something that people are recognizing or taking seriously, but you're seeing that your posts don't matter. I'm going to take them down if I don't agree with what you say. And it sounds good when it's some obvious racist stuff, right? Or what we say is abominations in thought. But what if it's not abominations in thought? What if it's like, I'm that slave that was there when they're writing the Bill of Rights? And I come out and I tweet, hey, fucked up. They talking about freedom, but I have to be a slave still. They remove my post because it doesn't follow the party line. Just saying. You got to think of it from both ways. Because just because they take away something that you don't like doesn't mean they're not going to take away something that you like also. It's one of those little hidden things. Now, as a closing thought, I've had a heavy heart, but a joyous heart at the same time. Lost a family friend today. Found out Angela, aka Queen, she moved on. It wasn't COVID, but they'll probably list her as a COVID death. And it made me think, you know, that's the joys of getting older and wiser. Like you say, fine wine, but you also the benefit of seeing people move on, and you witness more tragedy. And so it's like there's that side where you urge people to enjoy what's important to you and who's important to you, because you never know when that will cease to be. And so it makes me think, you know, what's important, who's important, and why is it important to you? This is that thing that's a focal point, or should be. Who's important to you? Why are they important? And what is important to you? What brings you unmitigated joy? And what does not? And do you celebrate that joy and the people you love and enjoy? Those are the questions. Here's the answer. Now, I know for me, I hadn't spoken to Queen in a couple decades, but it's like I remember her, you know, always smiling, always happy. And so I celebrate that, and I celebrate her, and I wish her well on her journey. And I say to you listening out there, what do you enjoy? Who do you enjoy, and why? Stay riding with that. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drum production, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drummer.